are thundery outbreaks nearby in London today, which feels appropriate. The week in artificial intelligence has been similarly overcast, a lot of noise, occasional flashes. And very little you'd want to stand under without cover. Alan Turing, writing near the end of his life, anticipated something we still haven't solved. He wrote, "I'm afraid that the following syllogism may be used by some in the future. Turing believes machines think. Turing lies with men. Therefore machines do not think. Yours in distress, Alan." He understood that the argument about what machines can do is almost never purely about machines. It's about who's making the argument, and what they'd prefer to be true. That's the thread running through everything we're covering today, not what the announcements say, but what they're actually doing, and for whom. We have a genuinely interesting week to pick through. A major model release that's being sold as a milestone and may, in fact, be one. A paper on artificial intelligence in medical diagnostics that's worth reading past the press release. And a policy development in Brussels that almost nobody covered correctly. I'm Jonathan Harris. This is Turing's Torch, Artificial Intelligence Weekly, the bits that matter, minus the hype. 50 minutes is a long time to spend with anyone, let alone the artificial intelligence industry. The hope, as always, is that you leave with a slightly clearer picture than the one the press releases were trying to sell you. If you want that clarity on a daily basis. The briefing is at jonathanharris.online, one email, covering what actually matters, without the noise. This week's sponsor is my own book, Game Artificial Intelligence Unleashed, From Finite State Machines to Machine Learning. If you work in games or you're simply curious how artificial intelligence thinking developed. Before the large language model era swallowed the conversation, it's worth your time. You'll find it in the ebooks section at the same address. That's your lot for this week's Turing's Torch. If you want the daily brief, head to jonathanharris.online. Same time next week, try not to believe the press releases.